You're up.
Welcome, everybody. Fucking, I guess we're not fucking saying go before we start this show. You know who it is. It's your boy E. Amir on the show with the co-host, Luis Perez.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Perez, you look more depressing than usual.
I'm not wearing my typical pullover. For those of you watching on video 30,000 years from now, I will be wearing a different pullover than I wear on every episode.
Is that a new pullover?
No.
No? Of course not.
Why would it be?
Why would? When was the last time you bought a piece of clothing? When was the last time you spent money on an article of clothing?
I bought socks recently.
You bought socks recently?
Yeah.
Were they nice socks?
The sock game is pretty insane.
Did you? What kind of socks? What brand? Are you going Nike? Champion?
Hanes? Yeah.
That's classic. That's a classy move.
Because it's cheap move.
It's not Fruit of the Looms, but it's a classy move.
Fruit of the Looms not bad.
Fruit of the Looms is good. They're who you want to go with. That's the logo you want to be seen.
Yeah.
No.
What?
You know what I got?
What?
My favorite pair of socks is these samurai socks. Yes, they have a samurai on them, but they also have a separate compartment just for the toe.
You're an idiot.
What are you talking about? That's fucking awesome.
Thought to like, oh, you're buying samurai socks. You're like that kid that bought the Spider-Man.
They're like $2 at Daiso.
You bought the Spider-Man underwear sock shampoo combo. Is that what you're?
If they would have let me, I would.
Do you remember?
And if my wife would let me now, I would.
How do you know you could still buy it? You're your own man.
I know.
You can buy a TV at Target, Amir. You can do whatever your heart desires.
See, we're talking about a TV, but when it comes to buying shampoo, that 3-in-1, that's where she draws the fucking line,
why?
Apparently. What? Women don't respect that.
The 3-in-1's the greatest invention ever, yeah.
The 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1?
Yeah.
You know they got it up to like 5 and 6-in-1 now?
It's good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's a beautiful fucking thing, and women don't appreciate this shit. Women want one conditioner that's $60 fucking, the shampoo that's another $40, a dry shampoo that apparently it's a powder so you don't use it in the shower.
Hmm.
Yeah. Leave-in conditioner.
What kind of third
which,
world
what kind
is
of
this?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're adding more shit. One bottle, everything I need.
Yeah.
I don't understand it,
head
man.
Head and shoulders?
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, bro. Everything I need.
If you're using Celsum Blue, you're medically, clinically, you must have the scalp of a fucking aboriginal.
What the fuck? If you're using...
a bad scalp. What scalp would I least like to have?
Hey, some say there's no scalp there anymore.
They didn't scalp.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Never mind.
That's fucking...
That's Native Americans.
That's cool, people.
Okay. What was I going to say? The fucking... If you're using Irish Spring, you've done some hard time.
I use the bar.
You've done
soap.
Over 5 years.
Are you talking about the body soap or are you talking about the soap itself?
You've done hard time. You've used the bar.
But like liquid body soap or just the soap?
The bar.
I've had the bar.
You did hard time.
Why?
I don't know. It just looks like you have.
It looks like good soap, though.
Irish Spring?
I was a big fan of colors. Like,
there's
like,
nothing about the Irish that makes you think, oh, the cleanest people on earth.
My favorite smell of deodorant, blue. Anytime there's like an ocean mist or whatever, like an ocean flavor.
It's ocean breeze.
Oh my God. Like licking the fucking deodorant.
Bro.
This smells great. And it tastes great.
It never tastes as good as you want it to, but...
What were we just talking about? I was going to say something.
Fucking socks.
I remember one time I was in... Here, San Francisco, and I saw somebody. One of my friends saw a building. It's like the Scalp Club, and this image went into my head of like you know, like Pizzagate,
where all the pedophiles.
Like, can you imagine? There's like a news footage of like kids walking out of the Scalp Club. And you're like, oh no!
Man.
And they've all been scalped one by one.
They all got the Mr. Burns haircut.
Mini scalp.
No!
How could they let this? It's like called the Scalp Clubs. It's assumed that they just do that.
Like in children, teenagers, adults, men, women. A dog. No.
Yes.
A tiny hamster. The goldfish somehow.
The rats that are laying within the bugs.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, nothing comes in without getting scalped.
Yes. You think it'd be? Would you scalp someone?
I don't know, man. This is the point where I'm like, I think killing somebody would be easier.
But what if like it was the money that was scalp, like why scalping was so big?
Is that why it was so big?
Yeah, you would scalp like you're supposed to scalp Native Americans. That was the whole business of it.
I thought that was them scalping white people.
Well, it became this thing of like,
well, you scalp me, I'll scalp you.
Cities in Mexico would be like, we'll pay. I'm thinking of blood. I'm just going by Blood Meridian for all of it. But cities in Mexico would be like, Meridian. We will pay you, blah blah blah, if you show us 300 scalps. And what would the cowboys do?
They would scalp
everything, children, of any fucking racial makeup. They would just get scalped because the whole point is that it just dries up anyway. So it's like
it dries up. You can't tell which it was.
Yeah. So you're always going to be like, it was a fucking fierce warrior. Meanwhile, it's like a fucking kid or whatever.
It was just
we had fun on this show.
We had so much fun. Yeah. I was going to say, why wouldn't you just get like go to a graveyard and scalp all them?
It's a good question, but I'm pretty sure you can't scalp that just because it's like,
I feel like rotting.
It's too much work also.
The digging also?
You gotta dig 6 feet.
I mean, it beats scalping a child. You know what? It's 1800s.
Let's slow down.
I swear to God, you give people not enough credit. Like, good people back then, it was much more difficult to be a good person.
Yeah, you're gonna have a disease, dude.
As good of a life as you live, you're gonna die of disease.
And I'm saying, like, if you dig down 6 feet and you even scalp that dead body, you're going to get whatever that dead body had. You're fucked. Scalp kids, dude. That's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do. It's what America was built on.
Scalping kids.
I was going to say, I don't think I could be a torturer, dude. I feel like I'm just like...
It's not torture. Well, people, there are scalp
they survive. Survivors. Yeah. Yeah.
But you could usually die.
Thank God.
Why wouldn't they kill you? I don't know. I see it as that. I'm like, come on. I don't know.
Come on.
It is rough. It is extremely rough. And you know, like, that they weren't, like, nice about the scalp. Like, you're thinking it's like a scalp would be like, it would go, like, past your eyeball or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
All these people are drunk as fuck off moonshine as well.
The natives? I don't know.
No, the fucking people scoping the name.
Yeah, they're like sipping whiskey and shit and just like eyeballing it.
Tequila,
yeah. Sarsaparilla.
Shirley Temple.
That's like root beer.
They're not drinking Shirley Temple. It's the stuff that they're doing to that
level. I've never had a Shirley Temple. No, I would imagine you've had one, though.
I have not.
No?
Never.
Okay.
They say, isn't it just like a fucking Italian soda or some shit?
I think so.
Yeah, it's
like cherry pomade, or I forget what it is, fucking.
No.
All right. Time to look up what a Shirley Temple is.
First fucking bartender Perez. Oh, you'd be a horrible bartender.
I would just serve beer.
Just serve beer? Hey, serve me a shot. Fuck it, let's take a shot together. That's not what I said.
7 Up.
Seven Up.
Wait, Shirley Temple drink.
Shirley Temple.
7 Up's a pretty underrated drink.
Which is still weird, though. You know the story of this shit, right? Like, she was at a party with a bunch of other, like, grown adult actors and shit.
Yeah.
And the bartender seen her, and she didn't have shit to drink. So he made a Shirley Temple.
There are a lot of stories involving, that's, like, the story of that drink. The story of the Bloody
Mary. Why was she at that party?
The Bloody Mary started off with a comedian that, like, cheated on his wife or something. There was, like, a comedian story. And
I thought it was a period joke.
No, it was... Well, like, there's that. But, like, it's a joke, like, in the site. But it's, like, in its history. I'll look it up. But hold on. Non-alcoholic mixed drink she made with lemon-lime soda. 7-Up.
7-Up, Sprite, whatever.
Or ginger ale. And a splash of grenadine and garnished with a maraschino cherry.
A maraschino.
It just tastes like a cherry drink, yeah.
It's cherry 7-Up.
All right. Now, let's look up the Bloody Mary
origin. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
Alright, so the history of it should be involving a comedian. Alright. Nope, 1920. Well, hold on.
Oh, you lying bitch.
Hold on.
Fucking liar, dude. He's fucking lying. Don't believe
this
shit.
So this is, okay. New York 21 Club has two claims associated with it. One is that it was invented in the 1930s by bartender Henry Zbigniewicz, who was charged with... Who was charged with mixing Bloody Marys? Another attribute its invention to comedian George Jessel, who frequented the 21 Club. Yeah, that's where I heard it. Lucius Beebe printed in his gossip column, This New York, one of the earliest U.S. references to the drink, along with the original recipe. George Jessel's newest pick-me-up, which is receiving attention. from the town's... I'm a horrible reader right now.
You suck, dude. What the fuck? Called
a Bloody Mary.
Today, Junior.
Half tomato juice, half vodka. Is that old Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I think so.
Big ass celery stick. That's the only big thing about it.
Ah, bro, that shit is fucking... It sounds
gross. I've never had one, yeah.
You've never had one?
No, have you?
No, fuck no. Have you ever had V8?
I've never had tomato V8. I've had their other pomegranate V8.
Oh, that doesn't fucking count. You just had V8 juice, like regular juice.
I thought V8 was juice. Is V8 carbonated?
No, it's V8 fucking tomato juice. I'm talking about specifically.
I've never had that.
It's fucking.
But disgusting. I fuck with their pomegranate.
No, bro, that's it. And those fucking the V8 juices, they were supposed to be like, oh, we snuck some vegetables in this shit. Could you taste the veggies?
No.
You didn't taste
tasted
no
pretty good.
Tasted pretty good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe they did something right for once. Because that fucking, the fucking, anybody who fucking likes tomato, you know, there's a people like, we'll get, I'm sure we'd get made fun of for being, I don't know about you so much. You seem like you eat fine. But like, for being picky eaters.
Under my weight. What were you going to say?
It was about being picky. Like people be like, oh, these people, they want ketchup and they want marinara sauce. And then when you give them a raw tomato, they're like, ugh. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't taste anything like ketchup, which has many other ingredients, or marinara sauce, which a bunch of different ingredients. Yes,
I'm not the biggest marinara sauce guy.
You're not?
It's a little bit too chunky.
It's too chunky. You know what I see? I use the Rao's, and there is a fucking problem with the Rao's having fat-ass chunks of other stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's tasty, but I seen some lady just put that shit in a blender and be like, what in the fuck?
I've never been like a mozzarella cheese sticks guy, because I know it's like
They're all right. They're all right. I mean, I've never done... That seemed like, even as a child, I'm like, that's a very childish fucking thing.
Biting into something and it just being cheese seems like a big letdown for me.
Yeah.
Fish sticks are better.
And quesadillas are better than cheese sticks, then, yeah. What?
It's okay.
I like it better. I like it better than the only mozzarella sticks I've actually enjoyed was from Olive Garden, but they didn't call them, you know.
What they call them?
I forget. They look like pillows more than they look like cheese sticks.
Call them Guido sticks? What they call them?
Spick sticks.
Dago
sticks. Spick sticks.
Spick sticks?
Spick sticks.
That's a Mexican in the back making it.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, pásame el mozzarella, güey.
They don't call it mozzadel.
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 Mordel.
What?
Mordel.
Mordel. Yeah. I guess everything gets like corrupt. That's like how like Gabagool got made from Capricola.
Yeah, no. We thought we were speaking Italian, but Italians in Italy will be like, what the fuck are you saying?
That's a lot of, like, the word coffee translation. This is the dumbest conversation we've ever
had. As opposed to what, pussy?
You fucking... Like, the Americano. Do you know, like, what that is?
The Americano?
Like, the history of that coffee.
Oh, I think I remember that it wasn't great.
Yeah, it was that Americans didn't like their coffee too strong, so they would purposely dilute it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally just added, like, fill the cup half with water, half with the coffee.
Yeah.
And that's an American.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I was going to say, what would you say? Would you, if they measured your fucking caffeine intake, would there be an Americana? I know you like a lot of caffeine, strong caffeine, don't you?
I'm not an espresso guy, but I'm like a lot of ground coffee. I'm like a lot of whole coffee or whatever. Like, I guess just coffee, but not espresso.
2%?
2% what? Just
coffee? I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Whole coffee, half coffee? What do you think?
Because that's just like how I get it, and then I grind it. But there's espresso, and there's regular coffee. And espresso, you drink it like in smaller quantities, and then drip coffee is drip coffee. All right, we're moving the fuck on.
Yeah, and you say me talking about weed is fucking boring.
Well, yeah, but like we just talk like we're like fucking QVC right now. What?
You specifically go to Vietnamese like Asian places to look for their coffee?
1,000%.
Is it the caffeine or is it the flavor?
It's like there's no they figured out that America is barely understanding their iced coffee game of like how like a can is like. Like, the one that I drink right now is pretty good. That one right there. But it's right there on that table.
Right there on that table?
It's right there.
Colombe.
But the Asian ones, it's like they have it so figured out, dude.
Like, what do you mean? Does it give you that much more energy?
They got the Mr. Boss. They got the black coffee. They got the fucking... my favorite's the Thailand coffee. Because
it has a dick in it, even though it has a woman face.
I don't know. They just they have no kickback whatsoever. They're like some of the smoothest things ever. Hmm. And whenever I drink like American coffee, like if I ever drink a Starbucks, I'm always worried that, like, I'm gonna get like milk fucking solids at the end of it, and it's like disgusting. It's like somebody put
man, you sound so fucking unpatriotic right now, you pussy.
Well, I'll just drink black coffee. I've been coughing lately. I think I'm
African American.
All right, no need for that. I don't know.
I was gonna say, yeah, man. I was gonna. Can we just talk about my week? I gotta talk about this bitch because this bitch pissed me the fuck off. Tell me why. Yeah, well, you don't drive, do you?
I was gonna
ask you what happens when you get a DUI.
You keep on trucking. Fucking, what do you do?
Oh, you don't stop for the police? Luis Perez takes him on a high fucking speed pursuit.
What happened? I got a DUI.
Fucking Luis Perez in a Need for Speed. Fucking,
I would stop. I would.
Come on.
Because when I get super drunk, I act extremely like gentlemanlike. If I'm super drunk,
that's true.
I think every
you open the door and you tip your hat.
Every time I get drunk, people say that I say like shit like I'm inebriated. I always have to like explain.
I am inebriated.
I always have to act like I'm not drunk by clearly showing I'm drunk and just acting like,
oh, don't worry about me.
Yeah, it's very,
I've had a few too many. That's all.
It's like reverse foghorn leghorn. It's like, what are you doing? Oh no! All right, what happens? We got a DUI in front of you.
Yeah, no. This fucking. I was at work and this lady, which I assumed she was on meth. Because she was shaking and she was fucking scared. And sick. She only spoke Spanish.
Bad.
All right. Bitch, what the fuck?
We're in America. All right, what?
I was going to say, yes, no, she only spoke Spanish. But she didn't even confide in me. She would tell anybody, everybody who fucking asked her. She got pulled over. She got a DUI. They threw her in the drunk tank. For like 24 hours, for like probably less than that. Sober up, get the fuck out of my drunk tank. And now she has a court date. And now she's scared that they're going to deport her.
I don't think they could do that because California is a sanctuary city. But
San Mateo, it happened in San Mateo.
No, like they're like it's like a sanctuary state, I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I told her. But new rules coming in,
new
baby.
New fucking new manager.
Oh, under new management.
Look at that. Yep. So who knows? Maybe.
Yeah, so apparently she hasn't slept in 16 days. That's what she's told me.
She's making worse decisions than what
she's making horrible decisions. She's oh my God. First of all, don't fucking drive drunk. Like, how many fucks? Don't do it.
Yeah, don't listen to Amir. Chances of you even getting caught are fucking unbelievably low.
He's only saying that because he needs a ride home. Listen, do not believe Luis Perez.
I've been in the car with a drunk driver. Yeah.
After you drop him off, he does not care what happens to you.
That's 99% true.
After he fucking gets dropped off, he will call the police on you and warn them that there's a man inebriated on the streets.
Yeah.
He's inebriated.
He's inebriated.
But she hasn't slept in 16 days, supposedly. That's not fucking, I don't think, physically possible. I think the record, I think, was like fucking 10 days or something, nine days. But, so I'm assuming that bitch is on meth.
Well, I'm assuming that she's taking naps and she's just lying.
No, I'm assuming that bitch is on meth. So I bring her some shit. Because she's telling me, I need something to go to sleep right now. I want it to work right now.
But
she
has money.
Kind of. She doesn't look homeless, but maybe she's on that early state of methamphetamines.
But I was assuming weed's a little bit higher up as a thing to fucking go to sleep with.
Yeah. Yeah. We have options.
Ironically, alcohol helps you sleep.
No, if you black out, that's not the same thing.
I mean, alcohol can make you sleepier. It's not like caffeine.
We'll get back to that. Shut the fuck up. So, yeah, we have stuff to help you sleep. And I brought her three options. I brought her a vape, which has CBN, which is actually extremely helpful. CBN.
Call it African Americans, Amir.
Whoa. All
right, we don't.
Whoa, settle down. Anymore.
Please.
Jesus. It's cannabis melatonin, you fuck.
Where's the N?
That's not what it is. Do you want me to say the whole word?
CBN?
CBN.
What is it?
I don't fucking know it. I know fucking so tetrahydrocannabinol. And I know cannabinoids.
Yeah, I'm going to disbar you of your weed graduate license, Amir.
Fuck you. That one just came out. Fuck you.
Fuck you're talking about.
It's too long of a word.
CBN?
Look it up. Try to say it.
All right.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, I can't say
it. Look it up. Try to say it.
We can get canceled these days, Amir. If I even look it up and it says what I think it says.
Cannabis. You finished it. But yeah, I bring her three options. A gummy, 100 milligrams, and one gummy. So this bitch can take it. It'll knock her the fuck out, guaranteed. But it's going to take like maybe anywhere from 30 to an hour. Say it. Say it, pussy.
Christian News Network.
Christian News Network. No. CBN, you fucking...
Christian Broadcasting Network. No, it's cannabinol. That's all it is. So I guess you guys can't even say your thing right, because CBN...
Cannabinol?
Yeah.
Cannabinol.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Cannabinol. Do, 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 do. Cannabinol. Do, 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 do. Cannabinol. Do, do,
do, do, do. I'm going to throw a phone at your face. What is this? Your fucking Schmitz Creek or something?
Schmitz Creek?
Yeah.
What are you talking? You mean Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
That was your idea of referencing?
Is that not?
That's from Muppets.
No, I'm just saying.
You don't remember that?
No.
All right.
The fuck? Anyways, I'm trying to talk about this methed out bitch.
That was genius what I just did.
Yeah.
I did the phenomena. It was genius. Because it's cat cannabinol. I deserve it. That deserves a standing ovation. The president's coming, you guys. Exactly. Clearly, I'm going to be given the Medal of Honor.
You're being deported.
For making that joke.
You're being deported.
You're being deported. To Hollywood!
Deported. Dun, 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 dun.
Fuck
deported.
It.
Deported.
It doesn't work because it's not as good as cannabinol. All right.
Deported.
No, it doesn't work.
You did it for me.
Because you're going deported. It would be like, like that's what yours is like. But mine was like cannabinol.
Would you shut the fuck up so I can finish my story?
Yes, you offered her gummies.
I offered her gummies, a vape, or a joint. She grabs the joint. She takes the joint. She opens the joint. She puts the joint in her hand. She goes, no, because this will only last me a little bit of time. And I'm like... She puts it back.
So hold on. Before we go on any further, I would say, if you're offered, this is like the gayest version of the Matrix, where you're offering me four different things, right?
Yeah.
And I would say the gummies will help you sleep the most, just because it's food.
Yeah, so it'll hit you harder. A high dose of THC is exactly what you need for falling asleep if you don't want to feel...
A joint's the worst thing.
It'll get you there, but it's again, it is going to take the longest, and you're going to get one shot at this.
Okay, so she doesn't
maybe
want the
two.
Joint.
She fucking opens the joint, which now I have to charge her for the joint. And then I'd show her, look, this is why I brought the fucking vape cart. The vape cart is going to fucking last you longer. It works better, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yes, I'll take that. Do you have a pen for it? Because you need the cartridge and the pen to make the blah, blah, blah. I got the shit. And now this bitch, I'm charging her for the cart, the battery, and this fucking pre-roll that she already opened. And she's like, no, I don't want this. I'm like, lady, you already opened it. You opened it, you put it in your hand, you fucking held it up and fucking, you gotta take it now. She's like, no, look, I didn't open it. Look, you just seal it up and then you close it and then now it's fine. And I'm like, lady, you gotta fucking buy it. And she's like, no, don't be that way, please. I'm just so stressed out. You gotta help me, please. And I'm like, there's nothing I can do. I have to fucking charge you. I'm not paying for this shit. And what the fuck? And then she just walks the fuck out. Doesn't buy shit.
She opened it. How hard was it to open?
It's got a plastic fucking thing to specifically so you don't fucking open it.
She's an idiot.
She's a retard. She's retarded.
But she said no to weed, so we have a winner of today.
She came back like 20 minutes later.
Damn. Then
yeah,
what?
Yeah. And then she just told the whole story to my coworker. And I was like, whatever. Just get her the fuck out of here.
She
I
told
hope
the story.
This is the first time I hope somebody gets deported.
Wait, you're not charging her for the weed?
No. Because I just took it to my manager, like, hey, she opened this shit up, and now we can't sell it. And she's like, yeah, all right, put it right there. All right, here you go. And then that's it.
And then your manager probably smoked it.
Nah, nobody wants to fucking, I don't know. That bitch is, seems weird.
Her hands were rickety what?
She, like, literally could not stop fucking moving.
You wouldn't smoke weed from someone unless, like, she has fucking gangly or whatever fucking fingers. It's like, how bad could it
for
be?
All I know, she's a meth act. I'm telling you. For all I know, it's not going to kill me to to smoke something with, like, particles of another dude's dick on her hand that's now on the joint. But I don't fucking want it. You understand?
Sure.
You understand?
But you're just smoking it.
What the fuck? Yes. It's going into my lungs. Shit.
She came back after
dirty pussy. She's probably taking shits and pisses out in public with no toilet paper. Out,
were you like, you got to pay for that? Or
no.
You,
no? No. I was like, all right, fucking just get her the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I'm not here to be like a Karen and just chase her. Hey, you have to pay for this. Yeah. You have to. You have to. And I just fucking, like, whatever. Fucking take it to the manager. Manager be like, fucking throw it over there. It's a bunch of garbage now. Who gives a fuck? We sell. It's overpriced bullshit anyway. And I'm like, just get these people the fuck out of here. I'm in, I have no fucking inclination.
Word of the day.
Oh, fucking to help anybody. And I don't have any inclination to fucking slow anybody down from doing whatever.
Asian person, incrination.
Incrination.
All right.
James, you?
Hatred of my fucking he hates
he's still
me. Yeah
this like, beef is
it's
still
gonna
going
go on?
On
for the end of no, time yeah.
No
unfortunately yes
I was worried for a moment that he thought that like maybe I was on your side which I'm clearly
no
not.
No the bit will be that he loves everyone except me
okay good. Yes because like yes. Last time I was running. At the Aloha he came up to me did you already perform
fucking stabs you right in the middle
that's his no. Blood
no stone left unturned.
No, this is exactly what James Yu would do. All right? Stabs me, looks me in my eye, and tells me, tell Perez. And then I'm like, bitch, I'm dying here. How am I going to tell
no, you're
Perez?
Forgetting one thing.
How am I going to fucking.
This is how James would kill us. He would fucking, it like, shank me like 30 times. But he would. This is how he would kill you, right? He would be like, can I get a ride? And then you're like, sure. And then you give him the ride. And he's like, thank you. And then fuck it right then. That's when he does it. He gets his ride.
He just he waits for me to go like this to grab my seatbelt, and then in that moment he's already clack 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 clack. All right, dude, take it easy.
It's like he's still saying goodbye. Yes.
Oh shit! I should have done this right outside my apartment. Oh fuck! Just the fucking James oh, being a bad criminal
James
makes me
drive and then fucking causes a 30 car pileup for no reason.
All right, I'm just gonna push him out of a moving car. 30 pileup.
Flintstone drives that shit. We're on about the weed chick or whatever.
Yeah, no
meth chick according to you.
She's on. It's almost a stupid joke that's just for work and not the stage.
She seems like
you'd be surprised how many people off meth and coke come to buy weed.
Sick. Just the coke part.
Just the coke part. Let me differentiate. What are you running for president? What is wrong? Why are you fucking?
I just think coke is cooler than meth. I don't know.
They're both pretty awesome, dude. No, kids.
Meth isn't awesome. Meth is intense.
Meth, I don't
know. Meth is awesome.
Have you had cocaine?
Never.
Never.
Have you?
Fuck no.
Okay.
I was going to say, you.
Let's do challenge of the day.
What the fuck?
Kenny versus Spenny.
I tell you, let's do a Patreon for you to lose weight. No.
That's the
cocaine?
Dumbest
yes.
Idea ever.
It's literally the same idea.
No, it's not. No.
And you're going to lose weight off cocaine.
One is lose weight and be cool, and one is lose weight. And, like, the lose weight one is going to be like, I would be moody throughout the entire thing. No.
Oh, as opposed to what? You're
my
moody about everything.
Myself now, Amir, jeez. As I am today.
You act like you're a fucking, your baby fucking, Cupid. Fucking running around in a diaper, just fucking happy
shooting
as shit.
Shooting arrows at things.
Fucking knowing you, it's a crossbow.
Fair. I've told you that. It's like a fantasy I've had of like, not a fantasy, but like, it's like a nightmare
Christ.
Of the idea of somebody running
I'm
around
hitting it from
Bart.
The back and then I hit it with a crossbow.
Somebody running around Bart with a crossbow and how fucked that would be, dude. It's over if a guy has a crossbow.
There was a dude in on Bart with a chainsaw.
So what? Leave Mexicans out of this. What's the big deal?
Yo. And act like it was a white boy.
That
so chick, he was doing the... Yeah. That sick type of shit.
He was just doing that?
He was just... Yeah. He I don't think like, he... And I think that's crazy because then at some point he was like, all right, this is my stop. I have to go.
You're like, what's this? No, clip's not working right now.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. I treated it like a bus.
Yeah.
I did a newer bus with a button, you old piece of shit.
The string is better, but yeah.
It's boom.
Yeah, you understand buses, Amir. This chick
I've been
like
on
a
bus for too long.
Your chick seems like a complete leech on society.
What?
The meth chick.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, your fiance?
My wife is going to throw... What?
Your wife?
Yeah.
Your fiance or your
oh,
wife?
Oh, I say wife. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you got to say fiance, fucker.
I
got to say fiance.
Why?
Till the nuptials.
Till the nuptials? She
till
sucked
the nuptials,
on my
am
nuptials.
I right?
We both went different directions, but same outcome.
Yeah.
We went...
Love. Make Subaru Subaru.
She's putting an odd part of my body in her mouth. That's what... That's yeah.
I said nuptials?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll call my balls nuptials. Why not?
Nuptials.
See? Hey.
There you go.
There you go. We ended up in the same place.
Workshop this.
Thanks for coming to the Sunday workshop. To the Monday workshop.
We did not go to Punchline yesterday.
We did not go to Punchline.
Due to my greed of not wanting to suffer. That's.
I understand. I did not go either. It was my nephew's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many kids does he have?
He's 16, so he has two.
Six.
No, he's 16. Happy birthday. What?
What's his name?
Jesus David.
All right.
What? What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Is that too Mexican for you?
He sleep. You get a good sleep in? Just call him. 16 days sleep. Is he doing good?
He's 16. I call him, but he's at work right now.
Foreman.
Yeah.
What was the birthday like?
It was just a small birthday. They're going to take him to a restaurant some other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. He likes Chili's.
Dishwashers? All right. I fuck with Chili's.
You fuck with Chili's?
I don't think I've said this on the show, actually. I think I've come to a big realization that I prefer cheap ribs over expensive rib joint ribs.
Really?
Yeah. Chili's ribs? My shit.
Chili's
ribs. Baby back ribs.
Baby back baby.
Yes.
I mean, they are... Their whole thing in the early 2000s was get Chili's baby back ribs.
But as far as like fancy like rib joint, they're different and it's not the same. It's like you gotta put a pickle in there. They gotta fucking whenever if you get it for delivery or whatever, like if you get it like takeout, then it gets all moist from the packaging
or
whatever.
Yeah. I was gonna say that's a horrible idea. I don't know why you do it.
That's what they do.
Yeah, I'm why saying. Would you get it delivered?
Then eat it at the restaurant? I think they're more used to people eating it or getting a takeout than anything.
No, what the fuck? Okay.
You buy the ribs. But obviously people will make their own ribs.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about homemade ribs? You go to somebody's barbecue and they have ribs.
My mom's ribs are pretty good.
Mom's ribs are pretty good?
So they're like a five-year-old.
My mommy makes good ribs.
She makes the best.
My mom makes... She takes the bone out, and we make our own McRibs at home.
I don't think I've had that many homemade ribs that are not my parents, so that's fair.
Yeah. We don't have the type of, like, community where we'd buy... Come on over to my house, and let's have a barbecue.
No, I never really turned like my neighbors growing up.
No, fuck no.
No.
Neighbors... My friends are all bums. They don't do that type of shit.
Your friends are all bums? Oh, so, like, they don't... What?
Nobody wants to put in... You know how much money it is to do a fucking... a barbecue? How much time and money you...
You could chip in, though, with people that you invite.
Even then, do you have a grill? One?
Most Mexicans
you don't?
Do.
Or if you do... Is it clean enough to barbecue on? Fuck! No, it's probably not.
I don't think that last question even applies.
What are you talking
about? My dad or whatever. I'm thinking like...
You think your dad just throws the shit on there?
My dad just made either...
Your dad probably uses an onion.
Yeah. Or carnitas.
Good man.
His carnitas were insane. All right.
Good shit. Yeah. He's doing the carnitas like he's like... They're fried in a big-ass vat?
Yeah, he would do that.
Nice. My dad also has a big-ass vat. Does he have a paddle?
Probably not a paddle, but I just remember he was like big into like having a hole where like he would cook. He can't do it anymore though.
Why not?
I guess the smoke like would piss off the neighbors or whatever. So we can only make. It's a different. We live in a gated community. you got the code.
Listen. If you were in a gated community, you would have to come out of the gates to come fucking get in my car because they would not let me in.
Yeah.
I've delivered to gated communities. It seems like such a douchebag move.
Well, it kind of sucks from what it sounds like. It sounds like you got to deal with like the HOA or whatever, and it sounds like you're just dealing with other complaints from
like you houses. Live in San Leandro. There is multiple gated communities.
I'm sure there's gated communities in Oakland, yeah.
They're fenced in is the difference.
What, you think you're like, we're counting all of Oakland? Like West Oakland? Like fucking
West Oakland? Those are just fucking abandoned buildings being fenced off.
West Oakland?
West Oakland.
What about all that? Well, I'm thinking of apartments.
Maybe you're thinking of North Oakland. North Oakland has the nicer looking stuff.
West Oakland looks bad when you get off
BART. You're thinking of Burlingame, which is not Oakland.
I'm thinking of Oakland. I'm thinking like, is Emeryville part of Oakland?
No.
It is, but fucking...
You don't get to do that? What
Emeryville's the fuck? Part of that piece of shit thing.
San Leandro is a part of Oakland.
No, it's not.
How the
San Leandro's a city on BART.
Is Emeryville a part of Oakland, but San Leandro's not a part of Oakland?
Because San Leandro's a city.
Emeryville's a city?
No.
It's the city of Emeryville.
Emeryville's a tumor on the city of Oakland.
Hey.
I was arguing with Mel about that.
Hey. About Mel? Mel's from New York. What does Mel care?
She lives in Emeryville, so I give her shit.
Oh, I bet that bitch goes to the food hall all the time.
She gets mad. She gets mad if I mention the IKEA, the Guitar Center, the Sleep Number, everything that's gay about Emeryville.
The Pandora's jewelry.
We have a Costco.
You don't even have a mall. You have a strip.
Yeah, we do. What? We have Bayfair Mall.
I'm talking about
which
Emeryville.
Which is now dead.
Well, yeah, it's fucking... You have the Target that gets looted the most.
I doubt that, but... I doubt it. In you the Bay doubt Area, that. I doubt it.
Where else?
I don't know. I just don't know where.
The only other Target.
I'm not a Target
spokesperson. First of all, the only Target that's not in San Leandro.
It is the Bayfair Target, though, so that's like pretty good fucking
I mean,
clue.
They have one in like Berkeley, but it's like one of those mini ones that's just like a Target Market or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
I still assume there's more Targets.
Trust me, and my girl have been to a lot of Targets. Emeryville has a Target.
Target practice? All right.
Yeah, right next to the IKEA, there's a fucking Target.
Emeryville?
Yeah.
Gay Emery.
Yeah. But people would rather steal from San Leandro.
There are like 5 Targets in San Francisco.
Who knew?
San Bruno. Alameda has a Target.
Alameda, yeah. People don't want to go there. There's only one way in, one way out.
Berkeley has 2 Targets. Richmond has a Target. I'm sure the Richmond
ain't fucking.
I'm sure the Richmond Target. Richmond is Bay Area. Richmond is Bay Area because it's BART. Fucking that's how. That's the only reason why I consider it Bay Area. Yeah.
Nope.
Richmond's Bay Area.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Because it doesn't help make my point.
What's
nope.
your definition of the Bay Area?
I don't fucking.
This is a big thing.
I'll be honest with you. I barely know the map of the Bay Area.
I do because I stare at the BART photo in my sleep. Oh I just have God. It. In my head, I'm like, 3 more stops till San Leandro.
It's just printed on the back of your eyelids, man.
When I was a kid, I used to have a map of San Francisco, like, on top of my, like, over my bed or whatever.
That might be gay as fuck.
It was pretty gay.
It sounds gay as shit.
I used to map out the open mics I would plan on doing when I was, like, I was very nerdy when I was in middle school. It was, like, all around there.
As opposed to?
Now where I am a junior, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't have a definition of the Bay Area?
No. Oakland and San Francisco.
Okay, is Livermore Bay Area?
No.
It's not?
Nope.
Is Dublin Bay Area?
Nope. I know the BART goes there.
But I might agree with you. Because if you're over the Castro Valley Hills, I would say you're not Bay Area. You'd be by the bay.
I forgot where I went to. I was like, where the fuck does the BART come all the way here? And because I thought their BART thing looks like a train station. But
yeah.
It's for BART.
Is it Antioch?
Maybe, I don't know.
Antioch's far as fuck.
Yeah, but is BART connected to there?
BART's connected to it.
It's crazy.
I've had to go there for a show in Ileton. Horrible. The show was pretty good. What?
Quit bragging.
Quit bragging? Do you know what Ileton is?
Where?
Ileton.
Iowa-ton?
Ileton.
Ileton.
I-S-E-L. I-S-L-E. It's like fucking It's like. Whatever, yeah, it's like
a nose. It's like I keep Frenchie. Bugging the shit out of me.
I just assume you're picking your nose. That's nose. All I assume whenever I see you do that. Because I've seen fucking you fucking do that a million times. I'm just like, I'm like, let the camera fucking.
I am so upset of the kind of old man I'm going to be.
I will be a dementia-ridden Alzheimer's having fuck.
I'm fine with that. I hate how hairy I'm
going to
be.
I'm going to be.
I'm
going to
have like nose hairs coming out because I can feel them already, and then weird ear hair. Like on the outside of the ear.
You do
ear.
Seem like you'd have ear hair, yeah. Unfortunately,
I'm heated.
I'm going to be a fucking insane old guy, dude. I'm going to be an old guy where it's like my natural functions are like ceasing to work. And I'll just be resorting to like just jerking off because it's like my one human thing. Where it's like, it's all my body can plan on doing. Like it's all my body can do without even like moving an inch of brain muscle.
What?
I'm just talking about like where I would be at the very, like when I fucking hit the brink of consciousness. That's what I'm talking about. Where I'm going to end up, if I even live this long. But yeah, I can only hope. Tonight's sponsor.
You know how like you throw stupid people in jail and they'll do smart shit because they just have so much time?
Not necessarily, but okay.
They'll make Tim a Allen. Tattoo gun out of spare parts from different machines.
Yeah.
That's a smart thing to do. It's stupid because you can get an infection, but the creation of the machine itself takes an understanding of mechanics and engineering and blah, blah, blah,
mechanics,
blah, blah.
Mechanics, all right.
Yeah.
Some fucking Mexican named Lobo telling you how to make it, yeah.
He knows how to fucking break a window with spark hey, plugs. Holmes, of course he knows
you
how.
You ready for mechanics class? I learned this at MIT, dog. Yeah.
Biotech, huh?
Biotech.
Biotech, Holmes.
UTI.
Urinary tract infection, no, Holmes.
It's a fucking car academy.
Yeah, and it's not around anymore, thank God. UTI.
Is Wyotech still around?
What?
Is Wyotech still around?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Still scamming people.
All right, I want to keep on hearing your fucking tattoo gun epiphany or whatever the
fuck. Oh, yeah. But listen. These are stupid people, usually gangbangers, didn't go to school, skip school, blah, 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 yeah. Whatever the fuck. They don't have, like, super like the smart. Now imagine if Stephen Hawking's got put in isolated whatever for being a pedophile because he went to Epstein's Island a bunch. You think he would have made a time machine in there?
Would he have made a time? That's your real thought about jail.
That's my real thought.
Is that like people just come up with like there is this thought.
When giving nothing but time. Because he did waste a lot of time cheating on his wife and like
but there's
letting
also
the fucking maid jack him off like a dog or whatever.
There's a luxury to freedom where you stop doing. Like, this is a weird thought about life where it's like Stephen Hawking in jail, he'd be in such a state of fear and with such pressure.
That's why he's in isolated. He's fine.
That all he could resort to is like what you're saying is like math equations and he just figured it all. But as if he wasn't doing that before, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he has no distractions.
But he does have a jail is the distraction.
He's getting his food sent to him. He's in isolation. He has nothing but time. And I'm not, listen, it has to be a hard jail because those fucking rich people pussy jails suck.
But
those think they have TVs, gyms, fucking tennis courts, swimming pools, outdoor machine, blah, 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 blah.
How could Stephen Hawking do it without the internet then if he's in isolation? How could he do it without books?
Fucking the same way these assholes did it, you fucking idiot. Yeah, fucking figure it out. Trial and error.
No, he's
fucked. You just see Stephen Hawking needs a fucking chalk in his mouth, just writing equations on the wall, just fucking trying to figure shit out.
No, he needs a hot female assistant to teach him, and then eventually
listen. The fucking buildup of cum in his nuts is gonna help him, like fucking so come up with something.
String theory.
He's gonna
the
fucking,
string of his dick.
He's gonna
theory?
Build a time machine just to go back in time and not get caught by the police.
This
he's
retarded.
Not gonna go back in time and not molest those fucking children, but he is gonna stop himself from getting caught. So remember, he's not a good guy.
That was the dumbest hypothetical I think I've ever heard.
What are you talking about? I feel like I'm fucking unlocking the Secret City universe here, bro.
No.
What are you talking about? It's, say I'm not smart.
He's in jail. Like, why would he want to do it?
Why would he want to do it when he's free?
Because
that's a better question.
He likes math and he has money and he has all these things in his
pocket. He doesn't need money in jail. He's getting his food. He's got the sunlight for an hour.
He's fucking
He's got everything he needs.
Tell you one thing. If fucking he's in jail, that computer he got, not gonna get updated. He's stuck on Windows Vista.
Yo.
He's fucking the fucking jail budgets are pretty low.
Hey, he's in isolation. So that stupid little fucking paperclip asking him if he needs help.
Clippy will be there. Yes,
Clippy will be there for him.
Yes, how is
he's just talking to Clippy. Meet Clippy. Look, they finally let us out of solitary confinement.
He wouldn't know. I'm like, fuck that hypothetical.
Clippy, we are finally free.
You try doing like a thing where you're like, people in jail, they get smarter. They don't get smarter. They just interact more with the criminal element. So they just get more in tune with that. It's like they're in a school of crime. So they just get better. So like that's why they can make like tattoo guns. That's like that.
Eventually, somebody has to
get smarter in jail. Yeah, there is an element where it's like you could learn about law and you like fight your own court case and then you're smarter because of that. But most of the time, you're just learning, like, it's just two guys being like, I robbed this joint, I robbed that joint. They're like, man, this is what you got to do. It's just them getting better. That's it. So most people assume jail is. It's fucking Blow with Johnny Depp.
It's Blow with your mom.
Remember that?
No.
He was, like, teaching criminals about stuff.
Teaching criminals. You think that's what it is? Just like, one smart guy taught to one dumb guy.
The way he did it was insane. He would literally, like, be a teacher of a classroom, and then he would just talk about, like, smuggling shit. And, like, the Colombians were like, oh, this guy gets it. And they just had a meet Escobar, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I remember in Gangland, there was this... That's fucking stupid.
Time to play the sound effect.
Whatever that stupid sound effect was.
We're playing the sound effect.
Let's play the sound effect.
Please, before you go on.
Before I go on. Let's get the right vibes in the air.
Yeah, let's get the right vibe.
Orale, hon. I'm talking about the right shit, eh?
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
That's you about to explain. What the fuck you're going to explain?
There already enough anger to blow up the world.
Here it comes. Oh, it's a nah.
Natural born killer.
There you go.
A city suddenly plagued by random violence.
That city is Emeryville.
Yeah, because Oakland's right there.
All right, please tell us your Gangland story.
Okay. We got so sidetracked. I hope
it's a very Peter Griffin style like scream.
Fucking what the fuck were we talking about before this? Goddamn
Gangland. What were you going to say about Gangland?
I forgot. So what were we talking about that made me remember?
Jail. George Jung. That's Johnny Depp's character in Blow. We're talking about like the idea of learning stuff in jail.
Oh yeah, in Gangland. Gangland. There was this dude. Which apparently, I forget where, I feel like it was like the Twin Cities, whatever those fucking were.
Yeah, Minneapolis or whatever. Yeah.
Fucking, these fucking Asian gangsters, they got upset. Because prior to the cartels making meth, they were making meth. But somebody taught the Mexicans how to do it. And now they've got the organization to make it a bigger scale thing.
Yeah.
So they got cut out a little. Well, they got cut out a lot, probably. So that dude was upset, like, they stole our secret recipe. Plankton finally beat us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened throughout history. Like, that's been like how cinnamon, like the Silk Road, because mm-hmm. no one knew what silk was. So you're like, how the fuck did the Chinese make it? And the Chinese were like, it comes from a fucking butterfly that only, meanwhile, it came from. Where'd it come from?
Silk?
Yeah.
The caterpillar.
The worms.
The worms, yeah.
Silkworms, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was gonna say.
So what they would like after the silkworm turn into a butterfly, America.
That was
and be
bullshit.
Like, figure it out, pussy.
They would just tell that shit to like the Romans or whoever was buying the silk, and then it was like cinnamon. The I think it was Middle Eastern selling it. They would be like, it comes from a fucking I forget where they would say it would come, but really it came from a tree. Obviously,
yeah, it's just the bark from a tree.
But they would say it would come from like an animal that they would like dehydrate or some shit. They would say some wild shit. Yeah.
Nah. They always like. I thought you meant more like the way the Oreos aren't the original Oreos.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, that's like knockoff or whatever.
Yeah,
but it's like that sounds
Hydrox.
Like,
if you really want to get the original, you got to go get Hydrox.
But you're saying that
this friend is, of the show Hydrox.
Who, okay, Mexican cartel and who
Hydrox.
Else?
Send me a box.
What gang had it before the cartel?
What
gang had
it? It was just Asians that knew the recipe.
Yeah, the Asian gang or whatever.
And you fucking figure they fucking were fucking... They're criminals, but you figure they're kind of smarter than the rest of the criminals.
Oh, and the cartel took their thing?
took it. Somebody taught the Mexicans how to do it. The Mexicans took it back. And then there is like stories about like, yeah, they will kidnap a fucking scientist or they will like do some crazy shit.
Breaking Bad. All right.
Well, yeah, no, like it's fucking. But then again, truth from fiction, who's to say?
But yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Like, but that's, yeah, that's yeah. More, I don't see it as the Hydrox thing as much as I see it as like, yeah, the formula thing or like, it is like the secret of blah, blah, blah.
You know who's really trying?
Who?
Every fucking brand in the dollar store. The fucking, do you ever see the hot fries with the dude wearing the hat like this?
No.
Like really low down. You know what I'm saying?
Hot fries?
Hot fries.
Are you talking about Andy Capps?
Maybe.
Are you talking about like the blue chips?
Yeah. The those blue bag. Just,
those aren't $1 chips. Those are like, they're not high end, but like they're not cheap.
They are $1. They're at the dollar store
okay,
mostly.
But I'm saying they're not like knockoff chips.
They are knockoff chips.
They're not.
They are.
No, they're pretty like fancy.
No. Don't do
Andy
that.
Andy Capps?
Don't do that to yourself.
Well, they're just called Capps. But yeah, Capps, yeah.
And why would you care? Well, who's Andy Capp? Did you look up the mascot? Did you like this brand that much?
I work at 7-Eleven. It's like, I just know.
So you know the lure of all the fucking the snack
the
mascots?
I read the manga.
Listen. Chester Cheetah was born in Africa. South Africa. So he's a white fucking cheetah.
Apartheid. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Capps, cunt. That's what it's called.
You just said it was Capps, you fucking idiot.
But I said it's called Andy. It's called Andy Capps.
Yeah,
so
but those are the bootleg.
Right.
They're the bootleg Cheetos.
They're not bootleg.
They're bootleg Cheetos.
No.
I don't care if you like them. They're bootleg Cheetos.
Are the Mexican
you
Cheetos.
Enjoy bootleg Cheetos.
I don't
fine.
Like I don't like
fine.
Andy Capps.
That's fine.
Wait, hold on. I don't like Andy Capps.
What the fuck are you arguing about?
Because I'm saying they're not bootleg.
They are bootleg.
No, they're not.
They are 100% bootlegs.
No, they're not.
That specific shape, that specific flavor.
They're on Amazon. They're
bootlegs.
On Safeway. That's not, if you're on Safeway, you're not fucking bootleg.
You're bootleg. What are you talking about if you're in Safeway, you're not bootleg?
Nope. Safeway
brand shit is
brand
bootleg brand.
Brand name items from Safeway. So
every name has a brand.
Yeah. Safeway is a Safeway Select.
Every brand has a name, you fucking idiot. We're talking about the good brands. That is not a good brand.
Brand name.
If I go to your house and you offer me hot fries and you pull out this bag, I'm going to be like, I didn't know you were going through hard times. What can I do to help you?
I'm not a fan of these chips.
Right?
All right?
I don't, then why the fuck are you arguing with me?
Because they're not cheap chips.
They're cheap, shitty chips.
Callers, please tell us if these chips are cheap or not. Please,
listen,
need to
listen,
Andy
listen.
Caps.
I'm not attacking you either. There's these bootleg fucking hot Cheetos that are even better than the baked hot Cheetos. Not better than the real extra flaming hot Cheetos, the extra hot. But for fucking, they're better than the baked hot Cheetos, and I'll take those sometimes, but I know that they're bootleg.
Okay.
Okay? Okay?
I'm thinking about the caller thing. I'm thinking, like, if someone did call.
If somebody were to call, it'd be awesome.
If it accidentally hang up. Or we'd accidentally hang them up.
Listen, I am Andy Capp, and I hear what you're saying about my chips,
Andy
you piece
Capp
of shit.
We have a very special guest.
Yo.
Andy Capp here to talk about
Andy
the
Capp,
economy.
If you can hear this, call in. Say
what
the number.
Mass transportation, Andy Capp.
Fuck say it. The number.
It just goes off. The number is... The number should be here. How is the number not here?
It should be here. That's
how is it not like written down somewhere? What the fuck?
All right, well, just look up Radio Valencia and then hit call.
Time to look up the number.
Let's look up the number for radio.
Do we just let's just have a segment where we just wait 10 seconds to see if anyone actually calls.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Can we see the listeners? Hold on. I might have to do a little bit of
he's actually going to have to work today, folks.
I just want to see because there is a listener window. Now playing, hold on, homepage program.
Listen to me. I have important things to say.
Homepage.
Luis Perez hasn't seen his penis in 5 years.
No.
Luis Perez. No. My God, this fucking guy.
No.
This fucking guy. Air. On air, buddy. All right,
so
well,
far,
never mind.
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how
I thought you were better at technology than I was, but I was
Let
wrong.
Let me see the last message. That was Sunday. Fuck. I will still assume no one is... Oh, wait. I think I know.
This fucking
I think name. It is.
Callers, if callers, fucking callers. Viewers.
Callers.
Wherever you are, shout as loud as you can so we can hear you.
All right, the number is... I have no clue.
111-222-333. Oh my god.
Turntable one.
Today's show
is sponsored by
this giant water bottle that I bought. It's cool. I got a compliment on it. That made me.
All right, the phone line number.
It came with three lids, so I got this one so I could just drink out of it.
It has never been fucking solved. What the fuck?
I have a lid that comes with a straw, so that way like I can open it and the straw just...
I'm seeing two numbers, you guys. I'm seeing... So phone number one is 415. Play this one. 415-766-4428. I repeat, 415 San Francisco 766-4428. If you call, I will
send
ask
you.
For your name. I will do as much.
Listen,
as I
you
can.
Ain't got to tell us nothing. We ain't tracking you down enough.
If Ross just calls, this will be the most pity moment of the entire show.
Hey guys,
only caller to our show. Only caller ever to our show.
Technically, our favorite caller.
For sure. If there's a caller, I'm gonna get a jump scare.
But, oh my god, where the fuck is the phone?
The phone's right here. I was looking for it. It's right there.
Okay, good.
Right behind the computer.
Call us. Let us know.
We're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about sexual fetishes. We're going to talk about why you like those sexual fetishes. I don't know. We have a lot to talk about.
Listen.
We're begging for a third host. That's where. If you call, you become the third host.
You're third host. You're hosting this show with us.
You get the title name.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, never mind.
All right, absolutely no one's called, so no that one. Solves that.
Well, we did what we could, and let me just tell you, I feel like I'm pretty plain Jane with the fetishes. I feel like, what the fuck is it? Again, I was telling you, like, what if, like, Beyonce, or I'll say Rihanna. What if you find out Rihanna likes a toe in the pussy?
Rihanna, I think.
I feel like it would actually have implications on the world.
If
like
it was
something
Rihanna?
Like people would I feel like toe in the pussy would at least surge in the like Pornhub search. You know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah. I
toe in
that.
The pussy. All
Rihanna
of a sudden
Riri fans would be all about it, like they'd be all, doing it all of a sudden. Yep. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Let's see why this is such a big
It'll
thing.
Be like they'll put it in the rap like if everything like
it'll
sucking
be
dick
category.
Eating ass, blah blah blah.
It would be
suck
like
call
it the Rihanna challenge. That's what it'll be called.
Toe my vagina. What?
Surfboard. Remember that?
Yeah, surfboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just like riding a dude like facing backwards.
Yes.
Yeah, and guess what? A lot of women
Lilo
don't do
and
that.
Stitch approved.
A lot of women okay. don't do that. They figure it's too close of a look to the b-hole. They don't want to show the b-hole.
Surfboard and isolation tank.
To Stephen Hawking's?
No. His mind is the isolation tank. That isolation tank is the thing that you lay down in, but there's so much salt that it lifts you up from the water because of how much salt's in there.
Yeah. Is that the shit Joe Rogan does?
Rogan loves, yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't know where my body starts and the water begins.
That's not what he says.
He does say that
no,
shit.
No, he doesn't.
He says that shit.
He says he loses.
He says, oh my God, I lost myself. I think I started fucking turning into fucking salt. I think I'm the
That's
fucking...
That's literally
I'm
the
turning
worst
into grains
Joe Rogan
of
impression
sand,
I've ever
and I'm
heard.
I'm turning a fucking piece of earth
First
and
of
my
all,
fucking
what
body and spirit
is that?
And my mind is allowed to travel through the neurons. When?
That, not even close to what Rogan said. Like,
exactly what Rogan said. That's exactly...
Not even a fucking iota of him.
That's exactly what Joe Rogan sounds like. What are you talking about?
That's not
You're
what
fucking,
Joe Rogan
you get your ears
like. And he never said any of that.
I'm pretty sure he said every single word.
No, he talks about like losing your senses. That's all he really talks about. He just talks about like eventually you let go and you stop feeling like your hands. That's it. Then you just like,
I stop feeling my fucking hands.
Why do you make him sound like a scouse? You make him sound like fucking Patty Pimblett. Fucking.
It's funnier for me.
You don't notice. All right, whatever. All right, I was about to fucking. All right.
All right.
don't know. I'm seeing the I voted sticker. I'm like, what the
fuck? You really don't see any fucking nothing.
In that impression.
In my Stephen Hawking.
No. I think that's dumb too. I think that's dumb too.
I feel like that's what we do to scientists. I feel like you empty the tank once a month. You just let him fuck the hottest models he wants. And no. Then,